Yeah, I am Dr. Rastogi, and I'm doing dictation for Comprehensive Counseling Incorporation, Comprehensive Counseling Center, PC, and date of evaluation for all these patients is June 5th, 2023. There are only 6 patients right now for medication review. For every patient, please make a note that patient was seen via doxy and patient has consented for telehealth appointment. The first patient is Catherine, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E. It's Tony Cipher, S-T-O-N-E-C-I-P-H-E-R. Her date of birth is 3-1-1990. Telephone number is 586-335-3456. Subjective and objective data. Catherine described that she is feeling better. The medication is working. Only problem she has is the anxiety, which has not been going on. I further discussed that her anxiety is a part of polysubstance abuse, which she has used a lot in the past, and she need to go for a therapist to work on her ongoing issues. P.A., she agreed, and she also indicated that she has called Christian Counseling Center to go for counseling. I appreciate and also encourage that it is the best idea that she should work more on her issues and the problem rather than too much depend on benzodiazepines or any other anti-anxiety medication, to which she agreed. She also described that she is sleeping good, eating good. Medication is working. She denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. She is still like to have some clonopin. Last time I gave clonopin half milligram, 10 tablet, which she used wherever she is unable to control her anxiety and get panicky. And she indicated that has been helping a lot. I further explained the risk, benefit, side effect of the medication. And she has been on clonopin half milligram PRN, Lamictal 150 milligram at bedtime, 100 milligram in the morning, Celexa 20 milligram daily, Zyprexa 10 milligram at bedtime, and Trazodone 100 milligram daily at bedtime. She was alert and oriented. Her mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear, thought was organized. There was no irritability, agitation. She has been compliance with the treatment and has been so far so far has not been using drugs as per for her conversation. I provided support, insight, and also appreciate her involvement in the therapy and not too much depend on the medication. There was no involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. I further emphasized the importance of diet, exercise, as she has been taking Zyprexa. So far, she has not gained any weight or having any symptoms of diabetes. Assessment: bipolar mood disorder, paucity of polysubstance abuse, period of increased anxiety, planned continuing clonopin half milligram PRN, 10 tablet was ordered, Lamictal 150 milligram at bedtime and 100 milligram at morning, Celexa 20 milligram daily, Zyprexa 10 milligram at bedtime. So it was given as a mood stabilizer, Trazodone 100 milligram, which has been helping her sleep, and she described all the medications has been helping her. Follow appointment was given in 30 days, end of dictation. Next location, on Nevenka Bozin, N-E-V-E-N-K-A-B-O-Z-I-N. Her date of birth is 4-2-1949. Date of evaluation is June 5th, 2023. Telephone number is 586-751-6275. Subjective agita. Patient was seen via doxy. She has consented for telehealth appointment. PH, subjective agita. Bozin described that she has been doing better. Her cell phone is not working, so she can come only on audio. PH, she described medication has been helping her, and since she is taking medication, her depression is gone, and she is not get anxious and never had any panic feeling. She has been eating good, sleeping good. I denied any side effect of the medication. She wanted to be on same medication. She indicated last time she she did not get a refill of the medication, and that was the reason she was not able to sleep, and therefore she called the office and got the refill of the prescription. She was alert oriented, her mood was, his humming effect was pleasant, the speech was clear. She denies any suicidal or homicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid illusion. She was fairly happy with the medication, and patient was provided support, insight-oriented therapy, and also cognitive behavioral therapy to work on her ongoing anxiety and panic attacks. As a major depressive disorder, chronic with no panic attacks, fear of anxiety is controlled with the medication. Plan continue the reality orientation supportive therapy. I have given a prescription of Cymbalta 20 mg daily in clonopin, half milligram, one tablet PRN at the bedtime, prognosis guarded, end of dictation. Next solution is Charles Croughton, C-H-A-R-L-E-S, Croughton, C-R-O-W-T-O-N. His date of birth is 3/25/1984. Telephone number is 813-665-4375. Date of service is 6/5/2023. Subjective criteria. Charles described that he has been undergoing a lot of stress and a lot of anxiety as his car has broke down and he has spent thousands of dollars yet, and also having problem in living situation. Yet, he got blood workup, and the doctor has told him that he is pre-diabetic, although the cholesterol was fine, and his Depakote level was 75. I further discuss that I would like to see the lab. He can give it to the comprehensive counseling, and they will send it to me for my review. Yet, he described medication has been working, and he has been talking with the Mr. Nash, N.A.S., the therapist, and it has been very helpful. But yet he was alert and oriented, quite anxious, preoccupied, and undergoing a lot of stress, including finances, school, financial issues, environmental factor, personal factors, and also psychosocial factors. I further discussed with him that it is not a question of medication, it is just his own surrounding and environment. I also encourage him that he should talk with his therapist, and before he go for a therapy, he should look into the situation. First is, it is a change in environment. He moved from Florida to Michigan. Number two, there is a problem in the housing. Third, there is a transportation having a problem. Number four, he has been undergoing a lot of stress due to the divorce from his wife and not getting custody of his kids and the legal issues, period. And also, overall, his financial issues, period. He described that he is right and he is going to talk with the therapist on particular reasons, and he will work on it. He was appreciated and agreed for the treatment. He was alert oriented. His mood was pleasant. Effect was appropriate. Speech was clear. Thought was organized. There was no irritability, agitation. Judgment size seems to be okay. I further discussed that Depakote level 75 is fine on Depakote 2000 milligram at bedtime. However, I encourage that he should work on his diet, also work on his exercise, so that obesity should go down and medical health should remain stable. Assess bipolar mood disorder, period of anxiety, ongoing stress during living situation, lack of transportation, legal issues, and other psychosocial stress. Patient has substance supply of the medication, that is Depakote 1000 mg BID. I have given a 3-month supply of the medication, therefore he does not need a refill. A follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. In the meantime, he will send the lab, which is drawn recently, for my review. This is the end of the patient. Next solution is on Hannah Gomol, H-A-N-N-A, Gomol, G-O-M-O-L-L. Her date of birth is 12/26/1997. Telephone number is 248-906-5335. Date of fruition is 6/5/2023. Subject here, Ajita. Hannah described that she has been doing much better. Her depression is gone. She is not anxious. She is not hearing any voices and does not have any paranoid thoughts. She was alert and oriented, coherent, logical. There was no irritability in nutrition. She has been in compliance with the milieu and the treatment. PA, patient has been claimed that she has been happy. She is working in a donor shop as a clerk, and she believes that medication has been helping her, and she is more productive and happy at the work. PA, she is taking all her medications. She has a neurology appointment to be seen sometime this month, and also seen by primary care physician for his POT syndrome. The patient was provided insight into his medication and also cognitive behavior therapy. She describes she is feeling much better with the current treatment and the therapy. Yet, I further encourage that she should see a therapist that may help her ongoing problems. To which she agreed, she claimed that she knows the people and she will go for therapy. She has also increased her weight, appetite has improved, and there was no suicidal homicidal ideation. As a major depressive disorder, significant improvement in her anxiety, paranoia, mood swings, or any suicidal thoughts. Plan continuing risperdal 3 mg at bedtime. She denies any TD, EPS, or any involuntary tremors. Also, antrazodone 50 mg at bedtime, Zoloft 100 mg morning, Vistril 10 mg 3 times a day, PRN. PA, she describes she has substance supply of the medication. She does not need any refill. She is continued taking Depakote 625 mg BID for seizure disorder and propranolol 80 mg for her POT syndrome, and following her neurologist and the internist, a follow appointment was given in 2 weeks and application. Next solution is on Anna Inucci, A-N-N-A-I-A-N-N-U-C-C-I. Date of birth is 3/12/1954. Telephone number is 586-843-4154. Date of service is 6/5/2023. Subject area is up. Anna described that she is doing good, but she has been having anger and she does not know from where it is coming. I further discuss that whenever she get angry, she look into her situation which bring the anger or any issues which causing anger, and she has to deal with the anger by taking some deep breathing exercise or try to focus on her heart rate or on breathing rate. Period. She can do it 1 or 2 minutes, couple times a day, and that might help her. She describes she has trouble in taking deep breathing exercise. I further explain that she is not able to do a deep breathing exercise. She just ever do some technique of desensitization and also techniques to focus on other aspect to control her anger. To which she agreed. She is sleeping 4 or 5 hours at night, eating good, and used to go outside, contact with one of the daughter, and has been productive. She was alert, oriented. Her mood was pleasant. Affect was appropriate. Speech was clear. Thought process was nice. She denies any suicidal mental thoughts, denies any auditory visual hallucination, denies any side effect of the medications. I further appreciate that she is doing good and she has to accept it and try to work on it, rather thinking about negativity about or picking up any symptoms from her body. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder, symptomatically stable, no suicidal thoughts, no anxiety, problem the anger. Patient was counseled and encouraged to work on her anger by deep breathing exercise and also by mindful therapy. Since she has substance supply the medication, therefore no prescription was given. A follow-up appointment was given in 2 weeks, end of dictation. Next evaluation, and it is a last evaluation on Alicia Ostrander, A-L-I-S-H-A-O-S-T-R-A-N-D-E-R. Telephone number is 248-928-3010. Date of service is 6/5/2023. Date of evaluation is, date of birth is 7/23/1990, subjective Ajita. Alisa described that she has been undergoing a lot of sadness for the last few months, and she does not know. Recently, she came from vacation on day for yesterday, and she feel much better. She understand that this is a part of stress is due to the work period. Although she does not work more hours, but there was some conflict has been going on, which has been affecting her mind. Patient was counseled and explained about her issues and the problem. Therefore, she has to do some try to understand the situation and try to resolve by talking to her therapist. Also, it was reported that she should also do some deep breathing exercise, mindfulness therapy, do exercise, and also try to eat healthy food. To which she agreed. She claimed that she has not done exercise for some time. Patient was alert, oriented. Her mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate. She denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any auditory visual hallucinations or any positive feeling. She described the medication has been helping her. I further discussed that I would not make any changes in the medication, and as she was counseled, she tried to work on it, and if it does not work, I will consider changes during next follow-up appointment. To which she agreed. Assumed bipolar mood disorder, denies any recent use of alcohol or marijuana. Patient has been working as a bartender. Period. Plan continued Lamictal 200 mg morning, 100 mg at bedtime. Project 10 mg daily. A 4-week supply of the medication was given. Risk benefit side effect I explained. Patient was encouraged to compliance with medications and make a follow appointment in 4 weeks. Progress is guided. This is the end of dictation and by Dr. Stogi. So it is almost 6 patient, and I appreciate your help. And once you finish the transcription, please fax it to my 248-828-9712. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.